This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. West Bengal has recorded a historic voter turnout of 92.47% in the two-phase assembly elections, the highest in the state since independence. In phase two, polling stood at 91.66% as of 7:45 p.m., while phase one, held on April 23rd, recorded 93.19% turnout. The combined participation across both phases was calculated at 92.47%. The state has a voter base of 6.81 crore. The Election Commission said women voters slightly outnumbered men in participation, with 92.28% as against 91.07% participation of men voters. Before this, West Bengal's highest turnout was in 2011 assembly elections at 84.72%. Tripura holds the national record for highest poll participation with 93.61% in 2013 assembly elections. Counting of votes for West Bengal, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, Assam and Puducherry will be held on the 4th of next month. In a major boost to connectivity and tourism, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will today flag off the extended Srinagar-Khatra Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will also be present on the occasion. The train is currently running between Srinagar and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Khatra and has now been extended up to Jammu Tawi. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Ladakh, beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that during his visit, he will be attending the first ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha, commencing on 1st of May, on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The Home Minister noted that devotees from different parts of the world will offer veneration to the relics of Lord Buddha in the exposition. The Indian Embassy in Doha has informed that Indian carriers plan to resume operations at Hamad International Airport, Doha, as flight operations continue to expand. According to the embassy, Air India Express and IndiGo plan to resume their flight services between Doha and various destinations in India starting tomorrow. The embassy said that all flight operations are being conducted in coordination with relevant authorities and airline partners. In Madhya Pradesh, 12 labourers were killed and 20 others injured when a pickup van carrying them overturned in Dhar district last night. According to preliminary information, 35 labourers were returning home from Bagat in Dhar district when the driver lost control of the vehicle near Chikliad crossing. The vehicle overturned and collided with an SUV coming from the opposite direction. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the incident. Prime Minister announced an excretia of 2 lakh rupees each from PM National Relief Fund to the next of kin of the deceased. The injured would receive 50,000 rupees. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty slumped in early trade on Thursday amid a sharp spike in crude oil prices, weak global trends and foreign fund outflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex tumbled 821.79 points to 76,674.57 in early trade. The 50-share NSE Nifty dived 287.3 points to 23,890.35. Maharashtra Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, has approved Maharashtra AI Policy 2026. The policy is intended to boost the use of artificial intelligence in industries, governance and public services across the state. President of Vietnam, Tho Lam, will pay a state visit to India from 5th to 7th of May. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several ministers and senior officials of the government of Vietnam. A strong business delegation will also accompany the visiting dignitary. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be President Tho Lam's first state visit to India after being elected as the President of Vietnam in April this year. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.